CBSI in the world. I'm John Batzler. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. To comment on, cast your mind back to the day and the month before the pandemic shut down planet Earth. It was January 2020. A big announcement from the then Trump administration of a phase one agreement with the People's Republic of China about trade. Well, here we are, 2 years into the pandemic, and Alan Tunnelson, who blogs at Reality Check, is going to help us understand the disappointment in this number. Reuters is reporting that China has only satisfied 57% of its promised purchases from that phase one of January 2020. Alan, a very good evening to you. 57% sounds as if there's more to be done. Is there? Is this a conversation between the Biden administration and Xi Jinping? Good evening to you.
Hi, John, and hi, Gordon. There's much more to be done. And I actually blame Donald Trump for as much of this situation as I do President Biden. And the reason is that phase one trade deal that President Trump reached with China back at the start of 2020 included an absolutely ingenious and incredibly pro-American tilted system for resolving disputes. Disputes that in a de facto sense gave the U.S. very broad authority to impose punitive tariffs on China, that is, tariffs that would punish China for noncompliance with that trade deal's terms without any real fear of retaliation from China. I was very disappointed that President Trump decided not to use this dispute resolution system, and I'm just as disappointed that President Biden has abstained as well.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, the question is, why haven't they used the power they negotiated?
I think President Trump was in the middle of a reelection campaign. I have this strong feeling that he was worried that any use of this trade enforcement mechanism would implicitly acknowledge that the trade deal wasn't working. President Biden, I think, is really still hoping somehow to return U.S.-China trade relations to the pre-Trump status quo. And I think he would be very reluctant to raise tensions with China over trade issues, over broader economic issues, even higher than they already are.
Alan, the pandemic appears to be lifting. At least these waves have ebbed. And there is reopening around the world, various. London is the key to my understanding because they're told to go back to the office. Fine. Mm-hmm. That means there will be a day after the pandemic. Is there a road forward for phase one? Is it so broken that it can't be fixed now with all the bad talk of these last 2 years?
Well, I don't think phase one is broken at all. And in my view, if President Biden would simply return to the tariff-heavy policies that President Trump followed, you'd be seeing much better U.S.-China trade numbers. And in that vein, we've seen tremendous criticism in the last week or so about Trump's phase one failures. And yet what these critics completely overlook is that the U.S. trade deficit with China, which still remains way too high, rose only about a third as fast from 2020 to 2021 as the European Union trade deficit with China rose during that same period. And of course, the European Union had no phase one trade deal with China. So I think any fair-minded observer, and most of these aren't, frankly, I think any fair-minded observer would have to conclude that the Trump trade policies overall have made great progress in bringing the China deficit under control.
Gordon?
Alan, you're talking about, let's say, global trends, which have helped China increase its trade surplus. And last year, China did very well. Its trade surplus increased, its exports increased 29.9%. Absolutely astounding. Do you think that that trend is going to continue, where we're going to see very, very large Chinese trade surpluses and exports? Or because of the end of the pandemic, will we go back to something that looks more normal? Where are we going?
Well, certainly the end of the pandemic for the time being is going to cut into China's exports of all of what you might call the virus-related healthcare products, face masks and gloves and protective gowns and things of that nature. At the same time, it is so difficult nowadays to predict Chinese trade flows, because China is still pursuing that zero COVID policy, which means that whenever even a very tiny number of new virus cases breaks out in some Chinese city, in some Chinese port, the regime is likely to shut the whole place down. And of course, that affects not only production, it affects shipping as well. And certainly over the past few months, we've seen just how dramatic these effects actually can be. So until Xi Jinping decides that zero COVID is producing zero net gains for China, that uncertainty is going to continue.
Gordon, there's a Global Times piece you point me to in which it appears in what you'd have to say tortured English language that China's making threats against the United States if it seeks to adjudicate on phase one. Do I read this correctly? And is this wolf warrior in action? Because they certainly can't write English.
Well, you're certainly correct about the general tone of China's position. Really, what they're saying is it's all America's fault that China has not met its trade obligations. Got to remember that China always talks about, well, you know, the pandemic has changed things dramatically. Well, the problem is that the phase one trade deal was signed on, what, January 15th of 2020. And the Chinese knew at that time that there was, there was going to be a very big outbreak, because China was devastated by the 15th of January. And they knew that they were going to spread it beyond their borders, because that's what they were doing at that point by lying about transmissibility and by engaging in other very malicious tactics. So they can't use their own bad behavior to excuse their failure to meet their trade obligations.
Alan, Gordon makes an excellent point that the knowledge of the pandemic was in place in China before we knew about it. And we don't have the early date, but certainly that delegation arriving in Washington knew something was wrong. Yeah. Had reason to believe that the federal, that the central government knew something was wrong. Is that a conversation here in America about how trusting the Chinese guarantees failure?
I think there's now widespread agreement in U.S. trade policy circles and broader U.S. policy circles that the Chinese can't be trusted, that their record of complying with the terms of the agreements that they sign is absolutely dreadful, to the point where the next trade deal that they actually comply with will be the first. But that rhetoric really hasn't translated into much concrete action yet.
And Alan, I was told a story once upon a time that you can do contracts with the People's Republic of China, the Chinese Communist Party. You just need to do it again in the morning. Is that a fair generalization? You do a contract tonight, you do another one tomorrow, you do another one tomorrow afternoon. You always have to redo it.
This is a system that has for decades and still is characterized by arbitrary rule, not by rule of law. And unfortunately, Americans, even very savvy American business folks, haven't really adjusted to this yet.
Alan Tonelson, he blogs at Reality Check. He tweets at Alan Tonelson, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,